your Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus said to him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to left what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In our second reading today, Paul tells us that the whole of the law, can be reduced down to one word, love. And where should love be primarily directed but to family, to whom we are responsible and accountable? But increasingly today, the family is under pressure. In most instances, both parents have to work to support the family. As children begin to grow, they get involved in soccer and a multitude of other activities, and everybody's pulled away from one another. It's summer. More importantly, it's summer in Erie. And it's a time to relax and let some of those pressures go and spend time with family. Years ago, Nat King Cole sang of the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. And that's what they should be, time to spend with family. My life is largely surrounded by death, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I can tell you, after 46 years in this job, I've never had anybody on their deathbed say to me, "You know, Father, my only regret is that I didn't spend more time in the office." Remember, you never see a Brinks truck behind a hearse, only a family. Amen.